Hispanic.
Okay.
A lot of homeless people look dead already.
You're suggesting my brother Alan groped you in my pantry?
Excuse me.
I'm ungestopt. Ungi.
Turkeys are vicious.
Excuse me.
My children were drunk. I could kill Cambodia.
Give me a break. Break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Hello, everyone.
Podcast. Okay.
You know what? Beverly, please. Your mouth is full.
Nothing more than podcast.
Okay.
How I love my podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not only is your singing voice, does it leave something to be desired, you're eating, which I think is incredibly rude.
You know what? I can't help it because I don't like waste.
Yeah.
You know why?
Well, let me apologize, first of all, if anyone can hear my dishwasher going in the background. I had several people here. What did I have? 17 people?
About 17, yeah. It was a beautiful party.
I mean, it's funny because I normally have like 23. It was a small. We had a small.
It was a small one.
We had a small Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Is that funny? Oh, 17 people.
You know why I love Rosh Hashanah? Because it's supposed to be for a sweet new year.
Yeah.
So everything is sweet from the beginning of the meal.
Yeah.
Where you get your apples and honey. Honey is the sweet part and the apples are sweet. And then you get your next course. And it's usually, well, chicken soup, if it's sweet, it's not good.
No,
but everything
I put a parsnip in mine, which is the secret to making it. I mean, it adds sort of another dimension,
a
sweeter flavor. I mean, a carrot adds a bit of sweetness.
Sweetness go down, bum bum bum.
So
you know what I love about
that? And then there's the raisin challah, which I'm not a raisin challah fan.
Ungestopt. I'm ungestopt. Ungi. I'm ungestopt. Ungestopt.
About what?
It means I'm like full of food. You could cut me open and roast me again and serve me to someone.
You're
you understand?
Stuffed. Yeah. You're stuffed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've been eating out of my fridge all day.
Because I don't like waste. I think everything should be eaten because otherwise I feel sorry for homeless people.
You don't feel sorry? As long as you eat everything you could have given to them, you don't feel sorry?
Yeah, no. If I'm eating it, then it's been used. And so there's no chance of me having to give it to anybody.
It hasn't just been used. It's gone.
Well, it's gone. Right. No. Exactly. Same thing. Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in other words, we had all this extra food.
Yeah.
Okay.
And first of all,
I immediately took a tray.
A kitchen.
Right to Salem to the soup kitchen.
Meanwhile, did they take it? Because they usually don't take it unless it's packaged and wrapped up.
Of course they took it.
You know what? Isn't that awful?
Of course
homeless
they took
people
it.
Have the
Though
right
I
to say you're going to poison me.
I do. Hate that.
A homeless person says to you, don't give me that. I don't want to get poisoned. How dare they?
Well, they don't say that. Those are health department laws. They'll take the food.
Hold on.
I'm
going back to the fridge. You keep telling everybody what you think.
Okay. Okay, excuse me. Anyway, so last night I had 17 people here. And it was supposed to be 18 because I hate odd numbers. Though I have to be honest, odd numbers at a dinner party is not a bad thing. Beverly, come on. Come on.
Yeah. What did I miss? First of all, I'm embarrassed for you, what I just saw in your fridge. How come you didn't serve these little Dove bars? Oh.
Why didn't I serve Dove Minis at Rosh Hashanah? Because it wasn't appropriate. I made a gorgeous chocolate praline crunch cake that I found in Bon Appetit.
It wasn't creamy
this month.
To me.
Gorgeous.
It wasn't creamy to me.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I did my double chocolate brownies that everyone loves.
I made bars.
I did cookies for the kids. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the main, because we had a bit of a controversy last night. We decided to do a brisket off, which was hysterical.
It was so funny.
I mean,
funny.
Hysterical. We did like a blind taste test.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, it was so funny.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, of course,
I won.
My kids, my, you know, Jordan knows my brisket. Her kids know her brisket. Mm-hmm. So it was like a Coke and Pepsi, like the Pepsi challenge.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not get chocolate on my couch, Beverly.
I'm not. I'm wiping it on myself.
Honestly.
Here's
and if you
what
can
was,
hear any coughing in the background, poor Jordan has a terrible cold.
Yeah.
He has to go back to NYU.
I sprayed my entire body with Purell before I came in here.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if you can hear that or you can hear the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. But listen, what are we doing here? This is a moving, living thing. We're in my house.
It didn't stop him from getting very close up with the friend he brought back from school for the holiday, however, if I may.
Yves?
They were very close.
They're very close friends. I mean, what do you expect? Of course, Eva doesn't know anybody here.
Friends
I mean, he knows
friends,
me, he knows you.
Do
he's met the girls, but he doesn't know anybody here. So they were sort of co-conspiring at the table.
They were co-conspiring?
Yeah, co-conspirators.
you don't have to get that close to someone's ear to do any sort of the kind of conspiring that they were doing.
The sort of what?
You know what I mean?
What was the word?
Nuzzling. Nuzzling.
Nuzzling?
Yeah.
Excuse me. They weren't nuzzling.
It was a little nuzzling.
Excuse me. Ive is a Cuban Jew.
You
he's
know what?
A Juban. He is a Sephardic. He's not an Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
And Jordan was, I can see that your hand is on my sofa.
If Ive has a runny nose, Ashkenazi tradition versus the Sephardic tradition. If Ive needs a tissue for his nose.
Is that nice? Do I call your daughters lesbians because they were sitting next to each other?
What are you implying that I just said about, I didn't say that. I don't think Jordan is a gay.
Do I say that about your daughters?
No.
They were whispering to each other at the table.
I think Jordan prefers men.
Do I say they're having an incestuous relationship?
With each other? Are you out of your mind? They hate each other, my daughters.
They were whispering to each other last night at the table. You see my point, Beverly. It's outrageous and it's impossible.
Oh,
what you're implying is impossible.
I hit a sore spot. She has an open wound and I stuck my finger in it.
What you're implying is impossible.
But you know what?
That's my point.
Can I just say something? I don't mean that. I just want to say for the record of recording, okay, that once in a while, it appears to me that Jordan, what are you doing?
There's a fly on these flowers and I want it gone. I'm going to try.
Well, you're never going to get it with a plastic bag.
No, I'm going to put a bag over the flowers. No,
we're never going to be able to do that.
It might work. Well, you go ahead and tell me what you're saying.
No, I can't watch. This is like a murder. I'm watching like a CSI. Like a murder. Oh, yeah. She missed it. Of course you missed it. What do you need?
I have one of those tennis rackets.
You know Koreans?
Yeah, I have one of those.
They have one that has like a vapor that comes out of it.
A vapor? No, I have the tennis racket.
Or
I have
electric
one.
Pulse?
Yeah, I have that one.
Yeah, it's like the Koreans.
I'll have to ask Yadvina. She'll get rid of it. Anyway, needless to say, we had a brisket off last night.
Okay. I have three.
Which was funny.
Ingredients. And three ingredients only.
Yeah.
You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Because I'm only going to tell you because I won.
Okay.
Because anyone who's listening
well,
who is now
going to... who says
you won? What do you mean who says? Everyone,
who says
the tasters, the tasters.
Well, it was very close. And we don't know whether your daughters were voting, you know, whether they were being honest in their voting or whether
they
were
being honest. In vino veritas.
Okay.
They had had plenty.
They had had plenty.
That's right. Yeah. What I'm saying is
they were pre-partying.
You can't tell the truth if you're not drunk. You understand? No. My children were drunk.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
They're 19. It's not completely.
So you had yours, which was hysterical. You do a three brisk, a three
ingredient. Number one.
Yeah.
Love.
This is going to be a four ingredient.
Ingredient number two.
Yeah.
Onion soup mix mixed with chili sauce, Heinz brand.
Okay. That's more than one.
No, because you mix them together and then you put it on together.
Yeah. But that's not.
No, it's
that's
not.
More than one ingredient.
Ingredient number one is love.
Yeah.
Ingredient number two is Heinz chili sauce mixed with preferably onion soup mix.
Oh, you know, you don't use Lipton?
If I can't find Knorr.
Okay.
Knorr.
Yeah.
And ingredient number three. A 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Not Coke Zero, not Diet.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to make an exception. It's the holidays. Regular, sugar-filled Coca-Cola.
Is that the whole recipe?
Correct.
Because that's four ingredients.
No, it's not.
And you still haven't added a brisket to it yet.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
The brisket itself is not its own ingredient.
So that's five.
No, three ingredients. Okay. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
What's yours? Yours has too many to count. That's why it's so complicated.
Too many. It's not too many, but it is complicated. Well, mine's almost like kind of like a hybrid between a delicious red wine braised pot roast and the brisket my mother used to make.
Mm.
I mean, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
Really gorgeous, except
that I won. That's the interesting thing after all of that is what's
funny
about it.
You won. Listen, you didn't win. Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps the numbers were higher, but you didn't win. Okay, right there. There's no accounting for taste.
You know what you're...
There's no accounting for taste.
Oh, I know what's happening.
And you have two children, and I only have one.
Oh. You know what your problem is, Rana? You know what it is? You're in denial.
I'm in denial.
In the river.
How would you even have noticed that you won? You were so busy talking to my brother, speaking of co-conspirating.
You know something, Rana? I knew this was going to come up. I knew it. If you'd told me in my car when I was walking from my car to the door here, I said to myself, she's going to bring up her brother.
My brother, Alan, was here.
Has a crush on me.
Excuse me.
Has always had a crush
on me. And
you know what's funny to me?
My brother, Alan.
Can't deal with it. You can't deal with it.
My brother, Alan, lives in Chicago. He's only here every other. if that. And he happened to be with us. He hasn't been with us in a while. He happened to be with us this year because he's getting divorced.
I'm his type. I've okay. always been his type. Even before the divorce. You know, there was always something that you, I could tell it bothered you that we would like laugh at the same things. Like we would like laugh at a joke and it was funny to us. And okay. we understood it, but nobody else did. Like okay. certain, you know what I mean? Like dirty jokes. Everybody likes a dirty yeah. joke, but not everybody does.
No. Well, Alan doesn't know how to behave himself, yeah. which is why he's yeah. getting divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's start
yeah.
there.
Well, you know what? She wasn't good for him.
She wasn't good for him?
No.
She wasn't good for him?
No.
They were married for 23 years and had three children.
Yeah.
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 Harvard.
Yeah.
Yale.
Yeah.
Duke.
Right.
She did something right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I always found with her? You know, a couple of things I found with her. No, the number one thing is I thought she was like a snob. Like a snob. You know a snob? Stuck yeah. up.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you know, she reminded me of somebody that like would walk around, like always smelled something bad. She never had a pleasant look on her face.
Okay.
Like I'm better than everybody.
Well, that is true. She did always have looked yeah. like she'd smelled something
terrible.
Bad.
Yeah. Terrible. The that other problem true. I had with
she
her.
She wasn't the prettiest.
You want to know
I'll
I had
say
a problem
that,
with her?
But she was a good mother.
She was allergic to dogs. All of them. Didn't matter whether or not they were hypoallergenic or not. You could not bring her around a dog.
I can't. And, look, that just makes us
no,
mad.
No.
I don't want dogs you, in my house.
Excuse me.
I don't
excuse
want dogs
me.
In my
when
house.
When I used to keep Shayna, put him in my purse and not tell you, that dog was in your house.
Okay, but I don't want her walking around leaving her droppings and her sheddings and everything else around here.
Irregardless, I could never in my life trust a person that doesn't look at a dog favorably.
Okay.
Dogs you know are the innocent victims of the world that we live in, which is a horrible, okay. ridden, flea-ridden okay. world okay. full of war,
okay.
war and okay. fire and famine.
All right. Well, the good news is Alan went back to Chicago today.
I
don't have to think
kill.
About you and Alan going for a drink at the Red Rock or whatever.
I could kill Cambodia. I could kill Cambodia for what
excuse
they do
me?
To a dog.
Excuse
it's
me?
Just savage. It's savagery.
Okay.
And, they do it in Zambia,
and here
too.
We are. In Zambia. And here we are. And here the racism begins again.
Excuse me. It's not
you know,
racist.
You watch too much Discovery Channel or Everything You Can Eat Across the World.
You know what?
That bald jerk. What's his name? He'll eat anything.
Anthony Bourdain?
No. Don't get me started on him.
I can't stand him. He'd eat a dog popsicle.
Is he a disaster?
A dog popsicle. He would eat a dog popsicle if they served it to him and said it's a dog popsicle.
I was talking about the chubby Jewish one that goes to China.
Evan Handler from Sex and the City?
Yes, but not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Same guy, but same.
Or they would
different.
Say, here's a dog wonton.
Okay.
Want to eat that?
Okay. All right. You know what?
Woof, woof, good.
We have a wonderful woof, woof, guest good. Today in honor of the Jewish holidays. We should move on. And we're going to talk to him about forgiveness.
And
about
why his son looks very Swedish
and about why he didn't marry somebody who was Jewish. But anyway, he could have at least had a convert. Let's get to it. Let's get to the interview.
Ding, ding.
Okay. Okay.
Here so he is.
We are here.
Mr. Joel Stein.
Very excited.
Here he is. Your ideal for writers and pundits.
Yeah.
And Jews and men and okay. boys.
Yeah.
Hi, Joel.
That's the best
Joel.
Introduction I've ever had.
Oh, and you have been introduced a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah, you have.
Come to think
yeah,
of it.
You have.
I think you've probably been introduced a fair amount.
Not to women.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
You've been on
two women or by women?
Two women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been on Good Morning America?
Yeah.
I have been with Diane Sawyer, right?
Oh, is she adorable? She's from Vermont.
She wears an enormous amount of makeup.
Excuse me. Diane Sawyer is from the South.
So who's the one from
she
Vermont?
She was a Southern. Diane Sawyer was a Southern belle.
Who?
And
is
she
from?
She was a beauty queen.
Vermont.
Is Diane Sawyer from Vermont?
The other one.
Who? Joan London? I don't know what you're talking about.
Not Joan London, although I like Joan London.
Kitty Kirk?
No.
Not Ian Curry. She's from Portland.
Forget it. It doesn't matter. So you were on the Good Morning America.
Years ago. She wears an enormous amount of makeup and I wasn't able to concentrate because that's all I could
Why
see.
Why were you on Good Morning America?
That's interesting because I think of Diane Sawyer as being sort of a natural. Yeah. I mean, she's one of those people who always looked great, then only looked okay, and then had a fabulous facelift
right.
and looks
Maybe I caught her in between.
Again.
Sure.
You must have.
But even
I mean,
for TV, I'm saying it was a lot of makeup.
What about you?
I wear a good.
No,
amount of
why
makeup.
Were you there?
Oh,
because now, I mean, you're established. Like, how long have you had?
Why
your...
would you ask me if I was there?
Because I know you probably at one point or another. But years ago, you were not. Nobody cared, and now they do.
I've been. People used to care a lot more.
Well, you're kidding. Wait a minute. Now, because you started.
Take us through.
What is the beginning? What is the birth of the career of Joel Stein?
Well, since I've been on Time Magazine, since I've been working at Time Magazine.
Time Magazine.
You go on a lot of shows when you write stories sometimes. So I think it was, I've been there since 97. So I was there a long.
Were you there when you were 13 years old?
I was 26.
So you're like a pundit is what you're saying.
Well, mostly just a journalist, occasionally they force you to pundify.
I love so that. Then newspaper what, man. Newspaper.
So then how did you end up in all those stupid shows that you see when you're at the gymnasium?
Bill Maher. Right.
That's not journalism. I don't know what
that is. Not journalism.
Ellen.
Were you on Ellen?
I've never been on Ellen.
Oh.
Were you on Bill Maher?
I've been on Bill Maher.
He's been on Bill Maher a lot. Right? That must be very intimidating.
It is. I get very nervous and
tell
very
us
quiet.
About,
I
did what not, is that
I've been
like?
Not. I've done it twice, but not been invited back because I did a poor job.
No. What do you mean? What were they talking about when you were on?
Oh, like
what was the topic that you didn't?
He was
know
talking
about
how you know he gets mad because people don't smoke enough marijuana.
That I could handle. No, it was more like the news of the week, like how I feel about a telecommunications bill, or just stuff I just don't care about.
Right.
Yeah.
And so people manufacture opinions, and I find that very difficult.
So they didn't have anyone else. So why wouldn't they choose you for a show you were right for? Meaning an opinion that you would have.
Oh, because you know,
so people think
you guys know with the podcast you fill slots. You just,
people
you
think know. You're smarter than you are.
Are you suggesting? Yes. Are you suggesting you're filling a slot for us? Is that what you're suggesting?
I assume someone fell out.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me, Joel.
No.
We wanted to have you on the show.
Yeah.
First of all, you're in Boston.
Yeah.
It's convenient.
Right. Yeah.
So, not, you don't live in Boston, but you're coming through.
There's nothing convenient about Boston.
No. Sure.
Second of all, we're fans. We think you're terrific.
Well, now, in all fairness, if I could just be fair for 1 minute.
Sure.
I did think that you were either related to or actually Ben Stiller. I had no idea.
Ben Stiller?
Well,
Ben Stein, but
no,
Ben Stiller.
No. Well, you know what? That's probably where I got lost in the connection. Like it was like Ben Stiller over here, Joel Stein over there, Ben Stein in the middle.
Right.
But in my brain, I made like a new person and it was not you, but I'm happy to see you here now.
Ben Stiller doesn't really identify as Jewish when you talk to him.
Why? Because
he doesn't have
Italian?
To.
Well, his mother converted.
Oh,
so.
She did?
Oh, yeah, she's
how
a hardcore
you know
Jew. I've talked to him about this, and he doesn't really think
what
himself as a Jew.
He doesn't
like understand.
Himself.
Well, maybe that might be part
of
it.
He's a jerk, that guy.
But
huh?
Usually self-hating Jews like themselves.
Yeah.
He actually just doesn't even like himself. Huh?
No.
Well, I don't know. I've never met him.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
no.
What were you talking to him for?
No. Some article. I talked to him a couple times. He's very pleasant to me, but...
Yeah.
Oh, he was nice to you?
He was.
Sure. Probably because you were talking about him?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's probably terrific.
That's why I'm being nice to you guys.
His parents are wonderful. How could they raise a bad guy?
But I mean, you are popular with certain sections of people.
Yeah.
I am not one of them.
Right.
But I know other people who be very impressed that I'm talking to you.
Like your parents, maybe.
No, my parents are gone. They're gone. They've been gone for years. It was terrible what happened to my parents.
I'm sorry.
I can't
father,
believe you would bring that
you know,
up.
You
think only old people read Time Magazine? Is that what you're saying?
It was a freak accident.
That they handed out free nursing homes? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, usually.
What would your publisher at Time think about that?
They know. It's a problem.
You know what?
I wouldn't have brought up her parents if I wish I had.
Just all I'm asking is for they reopen the investigation.
Okay.
To me, there's DNA proof that of what happened was not... What happened to them was the consequences of both a natural and a man-made disaster.
Okay.
Because if you're going to kill yourself, you don't do it that way.
Okay.
And then you're not found in that kind
Beverly
of position.
Beverly believes that there was some sort of a mechanical error with the garage door open.
They didn't have CSI then.
Other people think they attached a hose from their tailpipe and put it into
the car. It
doesn't
matter. Well, I don't want to talk about Seth.
I'm so sorry. This is pretty recent, I assume.
No.
This is
years
what,
ago.
20
I remember
years
your
ago.
Mom
it was 20
for,
years ago.
Oh, really?
I was a young woman in the brink of all happy things in my life and to come and realize that had happened. Now, truth be told, they really did not like each other ever.
They liked each other enough to leave at the same time.
Yeah, they're in a better place. Better place.
Okay.
I used to have a dog, my dog. That was a hard loss because I really had a closer relationship ultimately with the dog.
Okay. Shana put him.
Your dog didn't also die in the same fashion.
No, her dog, I must say she was very good to that dog. That dog never ate a mouth of dog food. She scrambled it an egg.
But the dog died.
People food.
How long did that dog live?
For 4 years. Because it had high cholesterol. I used to eat the whole egg 3 times a day.
Because she would scramble it an egg.
Love the egg. I could not give it an egg.
Isn't the egg actually turn out to be like good cholesterol?
Well, not if you eat that much.
Yeah, you can't just live on eggs.
No, it's a lot.
You have to have a balance.
That's what killed Cool Hand Luke in the end, I think, right?
She was like a Bichon Frise poodle mix, like a poo-poo poodle mix. You know, anyway, she was very overweight. For a dog that size to have legs that small, it was not comfortable to watch her walk around or try to walk around.
Okay.
She dragged her whole body around with a nose.
That is true. That is true. And it doesn't matter. Not to mention the humiliating gab you had her walking around.
That, you know something?
She had the worst clothes I've ever seen on a dog.
Thin ice, Rana. Thin ice, Rana.
Those were the worst clothes I've ever seen on a dog.
No, they were not.
Imagine what Beverly puts on herself and now imagine on the
How
dog.
How dare you?
A baggy hooded sweatshirt and leggings.
She
on
was
a dog.
Dressed up like a hoodlum. Okay. She used to have a costume. She loved to. That dog enjoyed Halloween so much her very first year that I said every day should be Halloween for her. Every day should be Halloween for her.
Kids when they walk around their princess
Why
outfits.
Not?
Yeah,
that's what I said. I said today you're going to be
dog.
Today you're going to be a bumblebee. Today you're going to be a. Tomorrow you're going to be a ham, a leg of ham.
You were like the Ann Geddes of dog owners.
I don't know who that is, but I don't
the
care.
The one who takes the pictures of the babies.
Oh, the babies
in
the pea pods.
I figured you'd know that.
Pea pod
yeah.
babies. I'd love. It. I didn't know the name of the woman. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So now you have.
So
children,
what's going on with you?
Yeah.
Things are fine.
Yeah. But you're still writing for Time Magazine.
What are you doing for work?
For work, I'm.
How often do you write for Time?
I write for them, I'd say 3 out of 4 weeks. I do a column for them every other week, and I usually write something else.
And then you write another piece.
Usually write another piece.
Do you write light things, or do you write heavy things?
Light things.
Yeah, they keep you for the
light. What's the most interesting thing that you've written about in the last, I don't know, 3 months?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be for Time.
Okay. No, it does. It does. It does.
Okay, it does. I forget them immediately after. Today's issue, or this month's issue, some issue recently, had because the congressional approval ratings are at their lowest point ever.
Sure, like, as well they should be.
Yeah, so I'm already
down at 12%.
I'm not going to lie. This is not interesting to me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. My wife said the same
I'm
thing.
I'm interested.
So I gathered, it took me forever. I found people that like Congress, and I took them to brunch.
Oh, people that approve.
Yeah, I found people who approve, which is very difficult.
Who were these people that approve?
Fat people.
They were all in good shape.
Were they of low intelligence, these people?
No, they were a bright group. Los Angeles.
You did it in Los Angeles?
I did. That's where I live.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, that's not too interesting.
I know, but
what
you put me on the spot.
I
spent time with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That's not
interesting
either.
Oh, he's the 50-50.
The 50-50 guy. I like that movie a lot.
What?
Now, what happened? He had a brother that died of a drug overdose.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he...
Not
that
an
was
overdose.
Very, what happened there?
I don't
did
know.
Did he commit suicide?
I don't think so. Maybe it
wasn't an overdose and it wasn't suicide.
You know what? I don't know. I've asked a bunch of people. It was a drug-related death.
Yes, it was.
And it could have been an overdose. It could have been like
was the brother
ABC After School Special, bad stuff. It could have been jumped out a window on PCP. I don't know.
A Gordon or a Levitt?
He was both. He was a Gordon Levitt.
So he was
Why
like a
are they
full
Gordon
brother.
Levitts? Yeah. They're Jewish, aren't they?
Yes,
Jewish?
They're very Jewish.
Is he older or younger, the brother that died?
Older.
She's right.
Why do
so
you
he
say
was jealous
very
of
Jewish.
The little one.
I don't think no. He was like a Burning Man guy. He was called Burning Dan.
He was a strange character. I read something. I don't know.
He was
a
fire dancer.
Huffington Post.
By profession.
No Jewish people that do that.
No, they do. Who do you think does that kind of stuff?
Fire dancer?
Oh, the hippie side
are you
of the.
Out of your mind?
Who's at a dead show?
What kind
They're
of
all
journalist
Jews.
Are you? A what? Who?
Who's at Burning Man? They're half Jews.
No.
She doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Do you know? Oh, I'm sorry, Ronnie. You know about the Burning Men?
Of course I do.
How do you know about Burning Men?
Because I'm an educated person who
Excuse
reads
me?
Things, Beverly.
I read things.
Every August, a bunch of overprivileged fools and the people that are underprivileged, they're the ones that bring all this stuff because someone has to schlep the stuff. They all go to the desert somewhere.
To where?
In, I don't know where, Nevada
See?
Maybe?
Yeah,
I knew.
Outside Reno.
And they go to the desert for, I think, a week or a month.
And they do like a carnival. They do a carnival. There, what they do,
it's
like
incredible.
The dustiest. I couldn't even imagine.
It's dirty.
There aren't enough facials in the world to come when you come back from a thing like that. They're all covered in dust. There's no water. There's nowhere to live. There's nothing to do. They bring their own tents. They call them. They battle like it's New Orleans or something. They wear beads. Or they say, "I'm making a milkshake.
Okay,
you're
Rana.
Making a sandwich. Let's switch." Whatever it is.
Okay.
They drive their parents crazy because there's no cell phone reception there.
Yeah.
So no one can get a hold.
So
of
it's political
they
politics.
All assume
it's
that
mostly
they
politics.
Assume they're
yeah.
dead. And then at the end of the week, they burn in effigy some sort of a man that they've built. I don't know how many stories high.
Are you the one writing all the Wikipedia entries? Because this is perfect.
You know what I love?
Right.
I love Wikipedia.
Do you?
I do. If I ever don't know anything, I go and I secretly look it up.
That's what journalism consists
of. I look it up. And,
so,
yeah.
Now, what did you learn about Joe? He's Jewish, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Where is he from?
Here. He grew up
he's
out here.
He's from Los Angeles.
You're here, not our here. For us, we have Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
We have Ben Affleck.
Leno.
He's from Boston?
Yeah, I don't like Jay Leno.
He's from Boston?
No, Joseph Gordon-Levitt or Leno?
No, he's from Los Angeles. Keep up, Rana. You're so busy learning about people in the desert and their dusty faces, Rana.
It is filthy. It is filthy.
I've been.
The pictures are extraordinary. You've been to Burning Man?
I have been to Burning Man.
What are you talking about? How old were you? Why?
Is there sex going on?
Not for me.
But it goes on.
No, they're having sex like stray dogs.
I feel like there's sex everywhere, and I'm not involved at all times.
But do you think you have any children out there you don't know about?
That's an excellent question. No, I was always super careful. Careful that I couldn't get laid.
Aww.
But then if I did, I used several condoms.
But you've been laid now. You've had an
interview.
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah, underrated.
Why did you go to Burning Man? How old were you?
I went in 1999 and in 2000, and I'm 40 now. I went twice. Both for articles. I brought the editor of Time magazine and the technology editor of Time 1 year. And we took an RV.
We're paying for?
Canceling
my subscription.
I had this giant banner made 1 year. We unrolled it on the RV, and it said, it was right after the merger, and I had printed AOL Time Warner welcomes Burning Man, which is the one thing that pissed. You get allowed to do anything you want there, but corporate stuff is like
not allowed.
Yeah, so they went crazy. We had it up for about 10 minutes.
What did they do?
Just like people flocked to our RV and were just yelling at us and arguing with us. And,
why are you so provocative? You're a provocateur.
Yeah, well, I find that
horrible article you wrote about peanuts. Let's talk about that.
Okay, well,
the peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Tell people what I'm talking about. Beverly doesn't know.
What you're talking about because I don't read that magazine.
Right.
Yeah, but you're going to be horrified by this.
What happened?
I wrote how I think that the nut allergies are largely exaggerated by over-concerned parents.
You said they were made up entirely. You did not say that they were exaggerated.
I don't think I ever said that nut allergies don't exist. But I think a lot of the cases
Joel
were made
Stein.
Up entirely.
Joel Stein.
Yeah. And then what happened?
And then my son turns out has nut allergies. I wrote this before my son was born.
Says you. He has nut allergies.
Says I, right.
Yeah. So now you've completely changed your tune or what?
I mostly completely changed my tune, except I'm now contacted by a lot of nut allergy parents and their nut allergy parades.
And they're nuts about nut allergies.
They're nuts about nut allergies. They don't want peanuts in their town. And I'm maybe not as now, I think they are a little crazy.
Do you think there are so many peanut allergies because the peanut is not like a naturally occurring element, if you know what I mean? The peanut is an engineered nut.
Ask Jimmy Carter.
Well, my particular son may not be allergic to peanuts. We don't know. He's definitely allergic to cashews and pistachios.
Oh, so it's all nuts.
It's not all nuts. It's many nuts, but not all nuts. A lot of the parents I've now met, it's pistachios particularly, even more than peanuts, like are usually more deadly.
You never hear about
cashews
pistachio.
Too. My son's
you
allergic.
Never hear about a pistachio allergy, Beverly.
Well, it doesn't because no one's serving peanut butter, cashew, you know, pistachio
butter.
Can I
ask you a question on topic? On
Please.
Topic, have you ever seen a dead body in person?
Yes, for my book, I went and I worked with the firefighters for a day. And
wait, what's your book? Tell everybody. No, it's not
out yet. It'll be out in April.
Why so long? It takes so long to get a book out.
It's just paper.
Print out the
paper. They're living in like the 18th century.
I mean, what's the big deal? On the internet, you can put it out in 5 seconds.
And they could pick it out faster. They want to get it to everyone's hands and make them. It takes a while to read a book, so they want to get it into like.
It doesn't take long.
You
hands.
Love a book.
It
you already wrote
well,
the book.
Book.
It's written.
I wrote a second draft. I'm going to write a third
draft.
What's
it about?
Soon. I tried to learn how to be a man.
By doing what?
So I fought a UFC fighter, and I did.
You mean you fought him? He punched you in the face?
He punched me in the face.
You grappled with him?
I grappled.
Did you sustain any major injuries?
I'm fine now. It was like a week of injuries.
Where did you do that?
In Las Vegas. That's where the UFC is headquartered.
What else?
I did 3 days of boot camp with the Army, and then a couple days with the Marines.
If you were there, it must have been like Biloxi Blues.
It was a lot like Biloxi Blues.
It must have been just like that. Is that cute?
Neil Simon, eat your heart out.
I saw the trilogy on Broadway when they came out.
Is that fun?
Is he terrific? Yeah, is that terrific?
Jonathan.
Matthew Broderick.
Jonathan Silverman.
Well, they're both. They started with Broderick and Jonathan Silverman. Both great. Saw Silverman at the airport the other day.
With his wife. When are they going to do a revival?
I know.
They're always doing that.
Well, we're ready for a Broadway revival.
Or a really good regional.
They could get Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'd see it.
Oh, that'd be nice. Or Zach Braff. I'd go for a little Zach Braff.
He looks like an animal.
He's too old, Zach.
He is old. You're right.
I've heard terrible things about him. He's addicted.
Zach Braff. He hated the article I wrote about him.
He loves pornography.
What did you write about him?
I'm not judging him for that. I wrote a profile of him, which was I loved Garden State. It was very positive, but I did
because you're from New Jersey.
I am from Jersey.
Yeah. It's about the Garden State, and that's New Jersey.
That's what we call it because of the gardens. And the first sentence of it said something about how he was a little arrogant. And I think that touched a nerve. And he got very
upset.
And
he didn't read the rest of the article.
And then I had to interview him. I used to do these interviews for HBO from a phone booth.
What?
In New York. And
what?
So I, yeah, we used to do them for years.
That sounds horrible.
And so I interviewed him. And my dad was like, only sitcom my dad's ever liked is Scrubs. Ever. Oh, so I brought my dad to interview him.
Tell
and
me
Zach Braff
not
didn't
single.
Want to talk to me. And he just wanted to talk to my dad.
Well, that's just
he thought my dad was
funny,
a far better interviewer.
You know what? He's probably right because you learn everything from your father.
You do?
Yeah. Sure. I understand.
So this book.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you interview. You did a UFC
and
fight.
You saw
you did
a
boot camp. You were able to survive boot camp? Are you physically fit in that way?
Well, I am. It turns out, and you know, by looking at me, not in great shape.
No.
I am more than physically fit to pass all the tests even after boot camp.
So they're
I am not mentally fit enough.
Do you believe that the standards are low?
What do you mean? They don't. If you have depression, they won't take you? Or something?
No. I mean, it's the most stressful environment.
So what do you mean? What are the tests? What's the test? What does that mean?
Climb a wall made of tires.
It's easier than they make it look in the movies or what?
Yeah, I think it's actually easier than it used to be.
Do you think they made it easier because they
I know they made
bodies.
It easier. I talked to the general that changed it. They need more bodies and the bodies they're getting are video game fat. So they're not the type of bodies they were getting 20, 30 years ago.
So then once they take them, do they then whip them into shape? They pass them through basic training and then they whip them
they
into shape?
They do, but the requirements are lower than
what
they
about,
used to be.
Where did you see a dead body?
I was with the firefighters for a day. And in Los Angeles, the firefighters are also the ambulance drivers.
And they're also
okay.
Hispanic. Okay.
No, there's a lot of white guys because firefighters is one of those. It's like being a blacksmith. You do it because your dad did it and his grandfather did it.
Yeah, but that's everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, that's New York. That's Boston.
You meet with firefighters, you know,
yeah. They're all Irish.
Yeah. Not for,
yes,
not
here
for
too.
Long. Not for long.
The Irish do a lot of firefighting in this
not
country.
Not for long.
Yeah, no, there's
how
Hispanics
coming. How many
fires
are there really a week that they're fighting?
Well, I went to one of the most...
How busy are they?
Very busy. I went on 11 or 12 runs in a 24-hour...
And is it true that
more,
the whole company has to go wherever they go because
no.
That's what they say?
If there's an actual fire?
Yeah.
Oh, we got,
everyone has to go.
If there's an actual fire, these guys just all they want to do is fight fires.
They like fighting fires.
And meanwhile, they have to do all this like ridiculous stuff, like go to someone's house because they're you know not feeling well and they want to ride to the hospital or they want attention.
Or the cat got caught in a sink.
Yeah, or even more ridiculously, their alarm went off and nothing was actually going on. Yeah. We went to Jason Bateman's house because he had the one celebrity I know, which is so fun.
You mean you showed up and he was there and you said, look at me.
No, most runs you go and you turn around.
What happened at Jason Bateman's house?
He was trying to light a fire and his flu was closed. And so he called to ask for advice. And instead, they sent the whole fire department. They sent the fire department for everything.
Did he go to his house? I mean, did he say this is Jason Bateman?
I don't think. No, none of the firefighters knew. We came back and they're like, turns out that house was Justin Bateman's.
Oh,
Justin's the sister.
The sister's Justine. Justin.
Yeah, they didn't remember who it was.
That's hysterical.
But yeah, he was embarrassed.
Was it a nice house?
I actually have stopped at his house because I interviewed him, but he does seem to have a nice house.
Joel. He doesn't have great taste.
Joel.
Did he have a decorator?
Well, I think his wife seems
Where's
to have decent
taste. Where's the dead body?
The dead body. So they call you for everything. And so we went out, and when there's a dead body, we call the DB over the little thing. They call
DB.
It, they call
DB,
the ambulance.
DB, 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 DB.
So you get,
isn't that funny? Because if you say BD, it sounds like body.
By the way, you would have walked by this dead body 100 times. It was a guy.
What?
Guy, homeless guy, had left the hospital, still had his bracelet on, went behind like a planter on Melrose.
And died.
And we knew there was a dead body. I would never look behind there. The
this
guys
is
went.
Disappointing.
And then it was around
Melrose. You mean like, what do you mean? Like a tree?
It's Melrose or Beverly.
I'm going to
no, like, yeah, they, like
you know
a, they
to
have,
me, I'm
they
just, I don't mean to sound heartless.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be like a body that you'd expect to be dead less than what the body
I understand.
I was hoping it would be a more sensational crime.
Yeah, no,
You're
it was
a horrible person.
No, I'm not. It's just that a lot of homeless people look dead already.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What else did you get to do for this book?
Not nearly as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If it had been somebody who was really well-dressed
or
and
famous.
Dead. Oh, well, come on. I didn't expect to get the gold standard while we're sitting
here.
Yeah. What else did you do for this book?
Went hunting. I started by...
No, I'm
turkey
listening.
Hunting. The first chapter.
Turkeys are vicious.
They are vicious.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
They're very aggressive. Where did you go turkey hunting?
In Vermont.
Oh,
I love Vermont.
So you're traveling all around everywhere.
That's where Diane Sawyer's from, is Vermont.
No, she is not. Excuse me. And here we are at the beginning
life
again.
Life comes full circle.
No. Like Diane Sawyer is not black and white cookie. From Vermont.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
on my BlackBerry.
Howard in Dean? Any event.
I'm going to look
in
it up. I can get internet on my BlackBerry, yeah.
What? Where else can we see your stuff besides
Time Magazine? I don't read that. What else can I see?
I've been writing a lot for Business Week lately.
Oh,
Food and Wine.
You have a website?
Food and Wine.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I love Food and Wine. Did you ever go to that festival they have in Aspen?
I've never been to the Aspen one. I've been to a couple other food festivals. They're not...
Are they any good or is it... I don't understand. How do they set it up? The food can't be good. It's all these tents.
It's all these tents. There's too many people. You stand in line for food and you pay like an enormous amount. I don't know. Some
now,
are better than others.
Are they the only publication that's thriving because of that Top Chef, or are they having
trouble
too?
They're obsessed with Top Chef.
They support it, or they whatever they do, they're in partnership
with
them.
And they do the prizes. They do the prizes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
surprises.
Give them the money to start their restaurant.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I can't figure out. Every time I read Food and Wine, it's all about Top Chef.
Yeah, because, excuse me, do you ask questions? I thought you were a journalist.
Well, I don't.
Connect the dots.
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
I didn't know that
my BlackBerry's going so slow.
Okay, you know what? Everyone's done with you.
Vermont.
Okay.
Hold on.
I don't know where you got this idea that she was from Vermont.
Somebody's from Vermont.
You please.
I don't
think
it's Diane Sawyer from what I can tell.
No, it's not. Okay. In any event, Joel, it was wonderful of you.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to us
There's
today.
Very few things I like about New England and Boston, but this was one of them. I really enjoyed
this. What don't you like about New England and Boston?
Oh, the people.
What does that mean? What's wrong with them?
That Red Sox disaster made me so... I didn't know what an evil person I was
deep
inside until I enjoyed it.
They're firing Terry Francona. They fired Terry
Francona. Oh, did they really?
You're not going to believe this.
They let him go to...
You want to hear something? Yeah. She's from Kentucky.
Okay.
Do you want to die?
And I rest my case.
Maybe Jane Pauley, I think.
Okay. Wonderful. Maybe Sandy Duncan. Okay.
You know what?
She
Your next
Bateman.
Article should be on one of those two women.
I'm sorry to hear that you don't enjoy New England. It's a wonderful place, especially this time of year. It's wonderful for leaf peeping. It's wonderful for apple picking.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
Wonderful.
Jane Pauley's from Indianapolis.
Okay. You know what?
Who am I thinking of?
It's Why don't you type in crazy. Newscaster Vermont?
Oh!
Anyway, we're done. Joel, it was a pleasure.
Thank you,
Beverly.
For having
maybe
me, guys.
You could look up from your whatever that is for just a minute and say thank you.
Do you know how to make
Joel?
Excuse me, Joel. Do you know how to make the type bigger on my BlackBerry? I can't.
I'll help you after this.
And you also need to put another light in here because it's dark. I'm going to fall asleep.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll take that under consideration. All right, Joel. It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you for being here. Lashana Tova to you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
And I hope next time you're in town, you'll stop and talk to us again.
There's
no shortage of things to talk to you about. You're very interesting. And your book is coming out when? In April?
In April, yes.
Wonderful.
Can't wait.
Wonderful. All right. People should read it. Thank you again. Oh, I mean, here's what's wonderful about him.
Yeah.
You never know what he's going to say.
No, because you know why?
Is he terrific?
He's secret smart.
He sort of plays, does like a Peter Sellers. He bumbles a little.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a bumbler, but he knows exactly.
He went to Stanford. Come on.
Yeah.
He's not joking.
Got his finger on the pulse of your brain.
He is so cute.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, he's like the ideal. He's a very handsome Jewish guy.
I love Jewish men. He reminds me of your brother. I have to be honest with you. Alan.
Which brother?
Alan.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He reminds you of Alan.
Well, they're like the same height.
Alan should be so lucky. He reminds you of Alan.
Yeah. Well, Alan's not as good looking as Joel.
No, he's not.
But he definitely has like a similar
Alan never
swagger.
Had the looks. He's good
shaped
in business,
the same from behind and from lower down. Like the lower half of him is shaped the same.
Excuse me?
Okay.
First of all, that implies two things.
Which?
One, that you were making eyes at Joel and sizing him up during the entire interview, staring in his behind.
Well, I couldn't.
Two.
He was sitting, so.
Two. Well, then how do you know what he looks like?
He got up at one point and turned around.
Uh-huh. And two, that you've been sizing up Alan.
You know, Sam, I'm going to be honest with you because I don't like the tone of your voice. You may want to talk to Alan about sizing up other people. Other people who've been sized up by Alan. If I were being sized up by Alan, I'd be the sizee. You understand? The size uppy. The size uppy. That would be me.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about
my bars that I made last night.
Here we go. First of all, your voice.
No,
okay?
You lower my
Jordan,
voice.
Excuse me. I'm trying to lower your voice. Jordan is not feeling well. He's in the other room. Keep it down.
He's being pretty dramatic.
Keep it down.
Would he have a sniffle?
He's being dramatic.
Why doesn't Hervé go
being dramatic.
Piss it off his
he's
face?
Been, you know what?
On his
you
face.
Know what? You know what?
Yep.
He's been asleep for 12 hours.
Well, you could have a little compassion. Took like one of those pills that they like.
Okay. Okay,
doesn't
Beverly.
Matter.
What
it
did you want to say about Alan?
Nothing. That we had a moment last night that, regardless of anything, I took as a compliment. But if you find it inappropriate, that's
lower
not my problem.
Your voice, I said.
I went into the pantry to get your condensed milk because I was out because I'd already made 3 dishes of bars and I had one more dish of bars and I forgot to put the condensed milk before I put it in the oven. So I went in and, by the way, you're out now. I used 2 cans. Done. Gone. Go shopping.
Okay. I think I'll be okay without a can of condensed milk.
So I went in and I went in. It doesn't go bad. You can get them and save them.
I'm fine.
And I look up behind me and there's like a shadow came over me, like in a cartoon, shadow, like Dick Tracy. Remember Dick Tracy?
I do remember.
That was
Dick
fun.
Tracy.
With the guy with the faces.
Sure.
And he came behind me and he said, "Can I help you with anything?" And I said, "I think I got it." And he said, "No, no. Can I help you with anything?"
Okay.
And then, you know what he did? He put his hand between my legs.
Excuse me?
He put his hand right between my legs.
Excuse me.
In the nether
regions of my
soul.
Excuse me. You're suggesting my brother Alan groped you in my pantry? That's what you're suggesting?
How am I suggesting anything?
That's what you're suggesting?
No, I'm telling you that's what happened.
Okay. You know what, Beverly?
Yeah.
I've had it.
Okay.
I've had it to hear with the fabrications.
Me too. Irregardless, okay. Piranha, it was reciprocated. In case you were wondering whether there was hand play.
Okay. You know what?
Hand play.
You know, honestly,
only hand
do our
play.
Listeners need to hear this? Now you've got me raising my voice. I'm going to wake up short. You know what, Beverly?
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah.
And I would think with what we've been through lately, you'd be behaving a little bit better.
You're uncomfortable.
But I can see that you
you're
can't help yourself.
With sexual situations going on that you're
yourself.
Not a part of.
You can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself.
You want to hear about it?
You just want me to be furious with
you
all the time.
No,
that's what you want.
No, I want
you know what I want?
To be
titillated. You know what I want?
Titillation.
I want
titillation.
You to leave my house.
What do you mean?
I want you to go now. I want you to go. I want you to put down your microphone, preferably turn it off so you don't waste any more power.
No.
And I want
you
to go and I'll wrap it.
No, I'll go, but I won't turn off the microphone. I'll go.
Wonderful.
Okay.
You know what?
You want me to go?
I do.
Can I say something?
I do want you to go.
I'd like to say something. I'm leaving,
okay.
But not because you told me to go.
Wonderful.
I'm going anyway.
Wonderful.
I have to go. I have other places to go.
You do have to go.
Yeah, I have to go call from my Bluetooth in my car. Alan.
You do.
And tell him that the hand play on Rosh Hashanah made it for a beautiful new year. Thank you. Happy 5772 to you too. Okay, goodbye, listeners. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Beverly.
Goodbye, Rhonda.
Don't leave the door open on your way out either.
Don't forget to thank,
okay.
To thank
Excuse
Michael
me.
Costantini.
I would not forget to thank Michael.
And
I'm not going to go. And if you want to send us an email, you can send one to shalom@ronaandbeverly.com.
I forgot my purse. Just hang on one second.
All right. That's enough.
Hang on. I got it. I got it.
Honestly.
I got it. Shalom. Lashana Tova. Tikka Tevu.
Lashana Tova.